Well, he just graduated from DeSoto, and he earned a spot on the Regional Radio Dream Team. It's Mason DeRouche of the DeSoto Dragons, a track athlete and track Dream Team member, joining us here today. And Mason, just first off, I want to congratulate you on being a state champion in the pole vault.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Have you come down from that high of winning a state championship yet?
No, not at all. I still look at my first place medal like every single day, because it was like one of my all-time goals going into high school, and pole vaulting was just to become a state champion.
Well, congratulations. You got it. I'm so happy for you. And you and I were talking right before we started this interview. You didn't have a pole vaulting coach at DeSoto. Mike Ginge wasn't able to help. Other coaches weren't able to help. You had to go on some outside help and then, you know, personally have to just sort of lift yourself up and be able to go out and get it. From what you just said, it sounds like it was pretty easy for you to go ahead and strive for a championship.
Yeah. Mike Ginge, my head track coach, he helped with everything he could about pole vaulting. He'd help take video of me, help catch my steps, be there to, like, push me, like, when I'd have a bad day. So he did everything he possibly could to help me.
And I'm assuming that video got sent out to other folks, and that's how you kind of got that help going?
Yep.
All right, very cool. I kind of want to jump into the college thing. You're going to go to Missouri Southern State University. It's in Joplin, Missouri. You're going to obviously go in for pole vaulting as well there. Talk about that opportunity and how what you're looking forward to about that.
It's going to be a blast to be down there in vault, because all I ever do is hear good things about them and about how it's such a big vault school. And I've talked with Coach Scheiding, and he reminds me a lot of my head track coach, because he's really straightforward. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. And I really like that in a coach, is just someone that's straightforward and doesn't sugarcoat much.
Let's see here. In 2018, you were able to obviously qualify for state, be a state champion in the pole vault, a jump of 15 feet 3 inches, which I guess at 15 feet during the season, you tied a DeSoto school record, and now you've broken your personal best and the school record. In the meantime, winning a state championship, what has been the response from friends, family, coaches, the community for those accomplishments just right there for this year?
It's actually a funny thing, because of at my club, Pole Vault STL, where I go and train, one of the coaches there, actually, it's William Reefer. He held the DeSoto pole vaulting record. So he's actually been coaching me through this entire process, and I actually broke his record.
That is funny and cool and awesome all at once. So what was his response? Can you share with us sort of how he responded to you breaking his record and winning a state championship in pole vault?
I remember at state, once I was done and we were off the medal stand, I went over and I was talking to him, and I was kind of like rubbing in his face a little bit that I broke his record. And he was like, he basically says, like, I don't care. Now I can say I coached a state champion.
Well, there you go. You know what? That's exactly how adults go ahead and turn things around to make it sound like they do a lot of good things. That's pretty good. All right. So you go back to 2017 as well. You were all state in the 4x100-meter relay. Your team finished third. On that team, Trevor Johnson, another Dream Team athlete. You were the JCA record holder this year. Your relay team was in the 4x100 with a 44.04 time. So, obviously track and field involves some individual events and it involves some team events. When it came to the team side of things, how fun was it for you to be a part of the relay teams throughout your high school career?
Oh, it's a blast to be part of, like, the relay teams that make it to state and obviously become all state, because you guys become so close. Like, we're not only a team, like, we look at each other like brothers. And me and Trevor had only been running track together for 2 years, because he only came out in junior and senior year. And he works harder than probably anyone I've ever seen on the track. He always is like, Mason, get up here and run with me. He's like, you're the only one that can keep up with me, like, you push me faster. And I'm like, all right, let's go, let's do it.
All right, Mason, as we wrap up this interview here, this was your senior year. Obviously, you've already had graduation, and I know that I'm sure that you've had conversations with friends and family and have been thanking them on a personal level, but here's a chance publicly as well here on J98 and regional radio to go ahead and thank all those that helped you along the way, if you will.
I would just basically like to thank anyone and everyone who has helped me all the way from my parents always transporting me back and forth to where I needed to go. Everyone at Pole Vault STL, like I wouldn't be able to even jump 15 feet without them. I wouldn't be anywhere near I was today without them. And then, of course, a big shout out to Coach Ginge for always pushing me the extra mile to succeed.
Awesome. Mason, it's been a pleasure getting a chance, on the football field to be able to talk to you during our football night's round table, being able to talk to you. And certainly congratulations again on your pole vaulting state championship, and we certainly wish you the best of luck at Missouri Southern State.
Thank you. Thank you so much.